The 20th year is well nigh past since first our sky was overcast. Ah, would that this might be the last, my Mary. Thy spirits have a fainter flow. I say thee daily weaker grow. 'Twas my distress that brought thee low, my Mary. Thy needles, once a shining store, for my sake restless heretofore, now rust disused, and shine no more, my Mary. For though thou gladly wouldst fulfil the same kind office for me still, thy sight now seconds not thy will, my Mary. But well thou place the housewife's part, and all thy threads with magic art have wound themselves around this heart, my Mary. Thy indistinct expressions seem like language uttered in a dream, yet me they charm, whate'er the theme, my Mary. Thy silver locks, once auburn bright, are still more lovely in my sight than golden beams of orient light, my Mary. For could I view nor them nor thee, what sight worth seeing could I see? The sun would rise in vain for me, my Mary. Partakers of the sad decline, thy hand their little force resign, yet gently pressed, press gently mine, my Mary. And then I feel that still I hold a richer store 10,000-fold than miser's fancy in their gold, my Mary. Such feebleness of limbs thou proofs, that now at every step thou moves upheld by two, yet still thou lovest, my Mary. And still to love, though pressed with ill, in wintry chill age to feel no chill, with me is to be lovely still, my Mary. But by constant heed I know, how oft the sadness that I show transforms thy smiles to looks of woe, my Mary. And should my future lot be cast with much resemblance of the past, thy worn-out heart will break at last, my Mary.